The marble floors of the Apostolic Palace were as cold as the winter air outside, their chill seeping up through Marcus Russo's shoes with each measured step. The Vatican's corridors, always steeped in quiet, seemed unnaturally still this morning, the usual murmurs of priests and scholars absent. Marcus, the Vatican's preeminent archaeologist, had been summoned to the Secretariat of State, an area he rarely visited. The terse message delivered by a young priest that morning still echoed in his mind. Cardinal Severino requests your immediate presence. Do not delay. In his early 50s, Marcus Russo was a ruggedly handsome man with clear hazel eyes and salt-and-pepper hair that framed his lean, angular face. His tall, athletic frame reflected years of physical field work, often clad in practical attire, dusty boots, rolled-up shirts, and a well-worn leather satchel. Today, he wore his one pair of pressed slacks and a shirt with a presentable tweed jacket he had hastily thrown on after the summons. He stuffed one of his calloused hands, equally skilled at unearthing delicate artifacts and solving mysteries, into his pocket, as the other held his ever-present satchel. Beneath his composed exterior lay a man deeply shaped by the weight of history, carrying the burden of both its treasures and its darkest secrets. Though not of the clergy himself, he was a man of at least some faith, coupled with a deep reverence for history. For him, it was a high privilege to have been tapped as the Vatican's chief archaeologist. He reached the ornate double doors that marked the entrance to Severino's private office. Two Swiss guards, their halberds gleaming in the light filtering through a high window, stood as sentinels. They acknowledged him with brief nods, their impassive expressions betraying nothing. With a slight creak, one guard pulled the heavy door open, and Marcus stepped inside. The chamber beyond was unlike any other he had visited within the Vatican. The walls, lined with towering bookshelves, seemed to press inward with the weight of centuries. Scrolls, their edges frayed, lay in neat stacks alongside ancient codices bound in cracked leather. Maps, some framed and others rolled, filled every available space, their delicate lines hinting at long-forgotten journeys. The faint scent of beeswax candles mingled with the earthy aroma of aged parchment, creating an atmosphere of somber reverence. At the center of the room sat Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Giovanni Severino, a figure who radiated authority even in stillness. He was a man of contradictions. His face bore the lines of age, but his keen, calculating eyes hinted at a mind that missed nothing. Severino gestured for Marcus to sit without rising, his gaze fixed on the younger man, as if appraising him anew. "Dr. Russo," Severino began, his voice low and deliberate, "thank you for coming so promptly. What we are about to discuss is of the utmost sensitivity. You understand this, yes?" Marcus nodded, the weight of the cardinal's words already pressing on him. "Of course, Your Eminence. I'm here to assist in whatever way I can." With a voice low and resonant, tinged by an Italian accent, Marcus exuded quiet charisma and often a sharp wit. But there was no mistaking his relentless drive to uncover the truth, no matter the cost. Severino leaned back, his hands resting lightly on the edge of his desk.
"Tell me, Marcus, what do you know of the fabled Nazi gold train?"
The question hung in the air, as unexpected as it was intriguing. Marcus frowned slightly, searching for the right words.
"It's more legend than fact, as I understand it. A train said to have vanished in the final days of World War II, rumored to carry stolen treasures, gold, art, jewels. Historians have debated its existence for decades, but there's never been definitive proof.